This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Do you sometimes feel unimportant, insignificant, or forgotten simply because you make less money, are less talented, or not as smart or good-looking as someone else? Well, if this describes you, Jesus has a message for you in today's program, so please stay with us.
Today we're going to take a look at what Jesus has to say about you. I think you'll find it interesting, so I hope you'll stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open and all desires known, we come before you this day with praise and thanksgiving for the gift of life and the gift of faith. We ask that you would speak to our hearts as we wait before you, and let your Holy Spirit renew us in our inward parts, so that we may love you with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 26. This is Jesus instructing his disciples before he sends them out on a mission. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Don't fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, and even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Here ends our reading. Don't you miss Charles Schulz? Remember him, don't you? The creator of Peanuts, the comic strip. I loved reading those Peanuts cartoons that he was cranking out. One of my favorites is one of Charlie Brown and his friend Lucy, outside looking up at the starlit night. Charlie Brown, Lucy says, "Aren't the stars beautiful tonight? Their grandeur speaks to me. Look up, I see Orion and Aries and the moon growing on Pleiades. What do you see, Charlie Brown?" Charlie Brown murmurs, "Well, I was going to say I see a ducky, a chickie, and a cow jumping over the moon. But can we go inside? I'm beginning to feel insignificant." There are a lot of Charlie Browns in this world today. People feeling insignificant, like they're nobody, like they don't matter. Many, many people struggling with insignificance and a lack of self-worth. We sometimes hear signs of this in statements people offhandedly make. "You know, I feel kind of invisible down at work, like my boss doesn't even know what I do." Or the person who attends the large church or works in a gigantic corporation, "I feel like just another face in the crowd or another number." Or I've heard the individual in the nursing home say, "Some days I feel forgotten. I used to be a respected businessman, and now no one even checks on me." Or the child who feels ignored at home, or not as bright or talented as their brother or sister, says, "I feel like a nobody in this house." We see it acted out as well in stories of people fighting with eating disorders, or insecure people who are people pleasers, who basically are just saying, "Please, just like me." or we see it in suicides of young people, or in the hostile, angry personalities of people that strike out, who have just given up on feeling like they matter to anyone. Or we see it even in success, the successful executives' drivenness to succeed at all costs, even sacrificing the family on the altar of success in order to feel significant. Where does this problem with self-worth come from, we must ask? Well, first of all, this can be a harsh and cruel world in which we live. I was reminded of that recently as I was reading a newspaper article that just broke my heart about young girls who are getting on the internet and putting on YouTube their pictures and asking if they're pretty or ugly. And one particular little girl, Sammy, did that, and she discovered what a cruel world in which we live as some of those responses came back to her, really beating her up with those words. How awful. Or we see the isms in our society, seen more and more ageism. We've always seen racism as far back as I can remember, and sexism. These things have a way of making people feel very insignificant. Some of us were raised with parents who never seemed to know how to affirm our worth, or made that worth conditional on our accomplishments. Some say we live in a society that has set some standards by which we judge our worthiness. We're taught that personal value is based on your career, academics, your financial statement, the size of your house, how much you can produce, abilities, athleticism, looks. And if you don't measure up to those standards, you're made to feel worthless. And it leaves many people feeling like nobodies. There's a danger in that. I mean, we can even lose our souls over this. When our self-worth gets based on the applause of people, we will find ourselves sometimes willingly entering into one compromise after another in order to gain it. And that's dangerous for your soul and mine. Well, Jesus has something to say about this, and I've learned along the way that when Jesus speaks, it's good to listen to him, because he knows what makes life work. After all, he invented it. There's this text in Matthew chapter 10, which I read a little bit earlier, some words he said to his followers as he was sending them out to do some mission work. He had warned them that it wouldn't be easy. They'd run into a lot of obstacles, and there would be people who would put them down and even try to harm them. And he could see the uneasiness on their faces. So as he was talking, he noticed some birds flying around, I imagine, and he pointed to them and said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father? Even the hairs in your head are counted. So don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." Did you hear that? You are of more value than many sparrows. To the insecure person in this world, to the person feeling insignificant, Jesus says you are valuable in your heavenly Father's sight. Now, why would Jesus say that? Two truths stand behind that statement about your value. The first truth is this, out of the Old Testament, it tells us that you are created in the image of God. That means that you have high standing over all the creation. Psalm 8 picks up on this and says, you are the crown of God's creation. Psalm 139 describes us as being fearfully and wonderfully made. But to say that we're created in the image of God means you have a mind with which to think and reason. You have a will with which to make decisions. And you are eternal, with a spirit created for a relationship with your Creator. The sparrow cannot claim that, nor anything else in the creation. Only you were created in the image of God. I love that statement I heard someone say somewhere. If God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. But the second thing is that Jesus knew what lay ahead for him, a cross on which he would die for you and me so that we could have a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. We are valuable, but we're also sinful. And that relationship between God and ourselves got broken by humanity's sin. And God loves us, but God is also just, and sin has to be punished. It has to be paid for. But here's the thing. You are so loved that while you were still a sinner, think about this, while you were still a sinner, you and me, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, laid down his life for you at that cross. He paid for your sins with his holy and precious blood. God poured out the wrath of his punishment upon his only begotten Son out of his love for you. We love quoting that Bible verse, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Just take world out of there and put your own name. For God so loved Steve, God so loved Mary, that he gave his only Son. I think Billy Graham said at one time, if you were the only person who ever existed on this planet, God loved you so much, he gave his Son to die for you. Later on, John, in a letter near the end of the Bible, will refer to those who follow Jesus and trust in him as God's beloved. You are God's beloved, bought, paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. He thinks you're worth dying for. Take that one to the bank. I know that this world has a way of beating the tar out of us and making you feel like an insignificant nobody some days, but nothing could be further from the truth, I tell you. So today, I just have a simple appeal to you. To rest in these words of Jesus. You're valuable. Claim that. Trust it. Tell yourself, I am valuable in God's sight. I am somebody. I invite you to bring this truth with you into your prayer life. Because with this truth at work in your life, you can approach God as a child confidently approaches a loving father, knowing that he hears us and will not turn away. As a father myself, when my kids call, I pick up. Carry this truth with you as you step into each new day. Let it be your confidence and your defense when the world takes its shots at you. Step into that day reminding yourself, I'm somebody in the eyes of God, and I am loved, and I belong to him. In fact, this is an idea that Pastor Homer Larson gave me years ago. He said, put this little saying on a card and tape it to your bathroom mirror. And here's the saying. You can copy this down yourselves and put it on your bathroom mirror. I am a precious and important individual in the eyes of God. I am a precious and important individual in the eyes of God. I've been teaching that one to my confirmation classes over the years to these kids. I've been sharing it with my congregation. And I tell you what, it's something that we need to hear again and again. Let this truth impact you when you're fearing the future, remembering that I'm God's beloved and he has a plan for me. I'm his and he's promised me, his beloved child, that nothing can snatch me from his strong hand, that he'll be there and he holds me in the palm of his hand. How's that for confidence? Let me read to you a letter that I came across in my research for this message. It's a breakup letter. A breakup letter to the fear of what others think about me. I really liked this when I found it, so I wanted to share it with you today. Here we go. Dear fear of what others think, I am sick of you, and it's time we broke up. I know we've broken up and gotten back together many times, but seriously, fear of what others think, this is it. We're breaking up. I'm tired of overthinking my status updates on Facebook, trying to sound more clever, funny, and important. I'm sick of feeling anxious about what I say or do in public, especially around people that I don't even know that well, all in the hope that they'll like me, accept me, praise me. I run around all day feeling like a golden retriever with a full bladder. Like me, like me, like me. Because of you, I go through my day with a cloud of shame hanging over my head, and I never stop acting. The spotlight's always on, and I'm center stage, and I'd better keep dancing and posturing and mugging, or else the spotlight will move and I'll dissolve into a little meaningless puddle on the ground, just like that witch in The Wizard of Oz. I can never live up to the expectations of this imaginary audience, the one that lives in my head, but whose collective voice is louder than any other voice in the universe. And all of this is especially evil, because if I really stop and think about it and let things go quiet and listen patiently for the voice of God who made me and the Savior who died for me, in His eyes, it turns out I'm actually profoundly precious, lovable, worthy, valuable, and even just a little fabulous. When I find my true identity in Christ, then you turn back into the tiny yapping little dog that you are. So eat it, fear of what others think. You and I are done. And no, I'm not interested in talking it through. I'm running, jumping, laughing you out of my life once and for all. Or at least that's what I really, really want. God help me. Dear friend, the world can be a cruel place and take a toll on your outlook of yourself. Don't let it. I encourage you, trust these words of Jesus, the risen Savior, the Lord of all creation. You are an important and precious individual in the eyes of God. You are of more value than many sparrows. You are valuable. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me and let's pray? We thank you, O God, that you see us as important and precious individuals. We realize this is totally grace, and it is actually an amazing truth for us to not only think about, but to live by. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to carry these reassuring words of Jesus with us into our daily activities, so that we might live confidently and without fear, and let our light shine for you. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May He go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you His peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders, encouraging you to remember that you indeed are a precious and important individual in the eyes of God. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is supported by the gifts of our listening audience. Our faithful followers have financed this ministry for more than 78 years through their prayers and generous offerings. To learn more about this ministry, be sure to visit our website at www.christiancrusaders.org. Now, if you enjoyed today's program and would like to hear it again, we encourage you to check out that website again at ChristianCrusaders.org. You can also receive a CD or printed copy of today's sermon free of charge. However, gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo-Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are pleased that you are able to worship with us today, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting the service was our speaker, Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now in its 79th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.